Hi, I'm Joanne Cicchini. I was helping to organise the 40 Days for Life campaign this year. I first got involved because a friend of mine, Brad Taylor, had actually thought of the idea to bring the 40 Days for Life campaign to Perth. It has actually been running, I think, since 2004 over in America, but last year was our first campaign in 2011, and this year's was our second campaign. I was actually driving past the abortion clinic in Midland a few years ago, and I already knew that there was a clinic in Midland, but I actually didn't know where it was, and because abortion really didn't affect my life, I hadn't actually thought about it much before, but I did see a prayer vigil outside of the clinic one Friday morning, and I just got goosebumps all over me, and I just felt compelled to get out of the car and join the people in prayer. Even though I couldn't actually do it that day, I had a couple of young children in the back and had to be somewhere. But I just had no idea that 2 years later that I would actually be involved in helping to run the campaign. So God has just done such amazing work in my life to actually be put in charge of coordinating the prayer vigil over the 40 days. I just never would have thought that that would actually be me. So God actually does that sometimes, is turn your life upside down, makes you do things that you wouldn't think that you would be doing. But it has actually been a really great experience, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year. There has been at least over 200 people that have registered on our website for 40 Days for Life. We've had lots of people even that haven't registered on the website that have also come to join us during the day. Sometimes where I thought we just had a couple of people or a few gaps, I've been pleasantly surprised with people turning up without telling us and coming and joining us unannounced to do the prayer vigils. We've also had people stop in the street, drop us off drinks, tell us what good work that this is doing for people. I actually work in a pregnancy assistance crisis centre as well, and I'm mainly there to actually offer women an alternative to abortion. We help with emergency accommodation, we do parenting courses, we help with baby gear, we do free ultrasounds, counselling, we also do an Earn While You Learn program, which is a parenting course, financial assistance, anything at all for women who are in a crisis pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy. Sometimes they can be the reasons why women are thinking about having an abortion. So we are just there to offer them that help and alternative. A lot of people may not have heard about us before, so that's why we go to the front line at the abortion clinics. It's definitely about prayer, but it's also about offering an olive branch, really, but offering help to women out there that are in a crisis. So during that campaign, we did actually have 10 babies that we know of. 10 mothers decided against going through with their abortions. Some people were even sitting in the waiting room, all ready to go, booked in, had fasted, had the day off work, had their lift, and just something came over them, obviously seeing us there and knowing that we were praying for them, that they just couldn't go through with the procedure. Some of them didn't even talk to anybody outside, weren't handed any of our information, went home and turned up at a pregnancy crisis centre a couple of weeks later still pregnant. There's been others that have just seen one lone person praying there. The person that was praying didn't talk to them, didn't look at them, was just praying quietly, and that was also enough for her to actually reconsider her decision and go home and continue on with her pregnancy. So they're the types of things that have been happening. It's not scary, it's wonderful to be with people together, all there for the same purpose, all praying peacefully and meeting beautiful Christian people that are all there, all for the same purpose, and that is just to stand up for life as well, peacefully and quietly and prayerfully, but just to be a ministry really to the world, but especially in Perth, just a public outreach to let people know that people do care about abortion, and just because it's legal doesn't mean that it's always the right thing to do. We need to stand up and be servants of Christ, and to stand up against what we know is wrong, and where there is a public witness to just tell people that abortion is wrong and that it does hurt women as well. We know the damage that it does to women emotionally, psychologically and even physically. And if nobody's going to go and do this, then people won't realise that these things can happen and that everybody just thinks it's okay. So that's really the purpose of why we do it. Today is a fantastic, beautiful, sunny, a little bit rainy, but we've had mostly good weather today. We have had a picnic on the last day of 40 Days for Life. We'll do that every year. We've been handing out balloons with Life is Precious on it. We've had a beautiful cake to celebrate those 10 babies who are now going to have many birthdays. And we've just come here with children and families just to celebrate life and to come together and to network and see people that have come and supported 40 Days for Life in a nice, relaxing and wonderful atmosphere. So thank you very much.